Do you have recollection of the Uncanny Film Festival and camp meeting?
That was Gaylord Sartain's thing.
Right.
I was never really involved with that. I knew some of the people who were involved with it. I knew Gaylord, certainly. Gaylord was an artist as well as a performer, as you probably know, and I had him one time paint a fire plug for me. It turns out the fire plugs are about 8 feet tall. Did you know that? I mean, there's only 3 feet above ground, 2.5, 3 feet above ground. There's this long stem that's down underground of the thing. So if you tell the fire department that you'd like to borrow a fire plug, which is what I did, that's what you got. You got the whole thing because it's not sawed off in the middle. And they plant it, of course, and you just see the top of it. But there was a thing. It must have been in 76. That would have been the bicentennial, and everybody was painting fire plugs. You remember that? Well, we were.
I wouldn't have. It came in the fall of 76.
Okay. Well, before that, we were patriotic. Before you got to town, John, we were patriotic. And we painted fire plugs. It didn't start here in Tulsa, but it started someplace, and someone did it here, and then, is it okay with the fire department if we paint this fire plug, but we're going to paint it red, white, and blue, you know, and that sort of thing. So I had a fire plug brought into the studio, and Gaylord painted it, the top of it, at least. I don't remember what colors or anything like that, but it was a lesson on how to paint a fire plug, since so many people wanted to paint the plugs in their own neighborhood. You could do stuff like that. I had Gaylord also design a Good News logo. We're constantly being bombarded in the news business that we don't ever run any good news. Well, it depends on what good news is, and it's probably true in part, but when you did have it, at least you wanted to make people aware of it. So I had Gaylord do me a Gaylord painting of what his concept of good news should be. And it ended up as a smiley face, not the traditional smiley face, but kind of a cartoon character face, very colorful, rainbows around it, that kind of thing. We made it into a slide so that it would show up over the anchor's shoulder. There's some good news to report tonight. Test scores are up in Tulsa, you know, something like that. Gaylord is also a social friend, so I was more than aware of the many facets of both his talent and his personality. He's a remarkable guy.
Jim Milloway, Sherman Oaks.
I knew Milloway only because he occasionally would show up at the station. I've become reacquainted with him recently in another venue. We happen to drink coffee together weekly at the same place.
Gary Busey.
Busey I met a number of times. After he went to Hollywood for good, he came back one time, and another person whose name I've forgotten, who's in the production business in Hollywood, got Busey and me and Linda Sylvie together for a taping session about poetry. One of the most bizarre things I think I've ever seen. Fortunately, none of it ever became popular. I hope none of it is even available now, but that was really all. The one person who I did know who fits into the kind of category that you're talking about is Mary Kay Place. Now, there was a remarkable person to come from Tulsa. I put her on the air the very first time she was on TV, as it turns out. I didn't realize it at the time, of course, but she was still at TU and doing something, and I did an interview with her. She reminded me years later that I had done it. Of course, I'd forgotten it. But remarkable talent as an actress, and particularly as a writer. She won an Emmy. She may have won two Emmys, I don't know, for her writing. One of them was MASH. She wrote a MASH episode that was a remarkable piece of work. And then she's been in 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 movies, I don't know, as a character actress. Never as a romantic lead, really. But still lives in L.A. and is remarkably successful. Comes back here occasionally to see her family because her father, of course, was the art dean at TU for a long, long time. Nice person.